live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Pat Lindemann, who, of course, is Ingham County Drain Commissioner. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm great this evening. A great sunny day in Michigan. You had a good day for a press conference this morning, didn't you?
That was wonderful. We held the rain back, and everything worked out really well. Yeah.
Now, the press conference was about some possibilities for redevelopment of the Red Cedar Golf Course, kind of between Lansing and East Lansing. Kind of tell us what's on the agenda, or what some things might look like there.
Well, the Red Cedar Golf Course is and Frandor, and all the properties to the north of Frandor are all part of what's called the Montgomery Drainage District. And that drainage district is a watershed, if you want to put it that way. It's like a concrete jungle. It's over 75% impervious, which means it has huge amounts of runoff and very, very large pipes, big 72-inch pipes under the ground. And they carry the water off the parking lots and the roofs and dump it directly into the river. And it's one of in all the tests that I've done over the last 10 years on the Red Cedar River, it is the largest, the most polluted water going into the Red Cedar River from stormwater. So we have to do something about that. And we worked together with the mayor and some other people from City Hall and put together what we consider to be a vision for that site. And the idea is that we're going to rebuild the Montgomery Drain and at the same time offer an opportunity for some economic development to happen and make it all part of a public partner relationship, private public relationship, a win-win for everybody. When we look at the stormwater portion of it, which is my section of it, we plan on collecting and treating about 92% of all the storms with about a 95% efficiency rate, which means we're going to take out the pollution of all gross or eliminate most of the pollution discharges into the river from about 92% of all the storm events, which is huge, very, very huge. And at the same time, we can create a very wonderful passive and interactive relationship with the park, something that people can go and recreate and birdwatch and maybe some volleyball pits. Those kinds of things can happen in the park at the same time. Maybe an amphitheater and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So, was this work your portion of whatever will happen there? Was that going to happen anyway? And you folks just got together and said, "Look, while we're going to be doing this work, let's make it open for other opportunities."
Well, yeah. The opportunity Frandor is interesting when you look at it from an economic perspective. You have 40,000 plus students next door. I mean, those are 40,000 customers. Right.
Exactly.
If you can make this place an attraction, and we're going to we have to rebuild and do low impact design to polish the water, and you're going to rebuild the thing, and we're going to put in trees and that kind of thing, and make it look nice. If you've ever been out there, it's just like a sheet of asphalt, and there's hardly any vegetation at all. And when we're done, it's going to have wildflowers and all that kind of stuff, all handling the stormwater portion of it. Well, at the same time, you have landowners there that own, for example, the Sears building. It's a real tired building. It was state-of-the-art at the time it was built, but now it's tired. It needs to be revamped and that kind of thing. So when you look at trying to keep and improve the businesses there, the property owners, the people who own the different various sections of that whole area, they want to invest money in updating all of that. So if we do it all together, you wind up with this very wonderful opportunity for jobs, economic development, protection of the environment, a cleaner river, a good place to recreate. It's just a win-win for everybody.
Now, this will go before City Council, I understand, on Monday tonight for the first time to take a look at it.
Yes. I've been working on the Red Cedar River for almost 10 years. About 4 or 5 years ago, we put together a team to look at some of the possibilities from the stormwater side. And then after we got done with that, we approached the mayor, and we've been working for a couple of years now with his team, putting together the collection of economic development benefits plus the environmental benefits and so on. We think we came up with a really, really good vision, an exciting, it's a whole renaissance of that area. And, you know, it's an uncut gemstone. It's, you know, you got all this land there and you got all this possibility. It's got problems too. I mean, it's in the floodplain, but we can deal with some of those issues. And, but the potential, is huge. I mean, the number of hundreds of jobs that this will create and that kind of thing. So it's a really good thing economically, and it's a really super positive thing environmentally.
Well, and you are no stranger to dealing with property owners. When you talk about that in particular, do you seem to be getting good reactions?
Oh, absolutely. We did a survey 4 years ago of that area. We had an MSU student who wound up with an advanced degree, and this was the thesis. And she conducted a series of surveys. And she surveyed people going out of the stores in Frandor and asking what they liked and didn't like. And she interviewed the golfers that at that time the golf course was open. I think it was 4 years ago. And she interviewed all of them. And almost everybody in the survey pretty much said, we got to do something to clean up the river. This is just unacceptable. And when you talk to the shoppers at Frandor, almost universally, they all said, well, this place needs a makeover. You know, it needs to be spruced up. It needs some trees. It needs some ambience put into it and so on. Well, we can do both of them fit nicely together. So the whole thing works. And the vision that we laid out today is just simply a vision. We haven't done any real technical drawings or any of that kind of stuff. It's just ideas that we're putting together. But we think they're going to take off.
Well, it looks amazing. I'm looking at some pictures of rendering at this point. I have your number, Pat, and I'm going to keep it. I want to talk to you about, you're on your way to a meeting in Weberville, and we've run out of time tonight, but hopefully maybe later this week I can give you a call and we can talk about that meeting in Weberville and what it long-term ramifications as well. Thank you so much.
Oh, yes.
Thank you
well,
so
thank
much.
Thank you, Cheryl. Nice talking to you.
You as well. Pat Lindemann, Ingham County Drain Commissioner. We'll be back with more on Fritz and Friends after this.